Hey guys, it's the Booze Witches back again for another episode. It's Kat and Jasmine.
Hey guys.
This week we are finally, I wish we had like a drum roll sound effect. Can somebody do?
Add it.
Add it in post. drum roll sound effect. I've been teasing this for weeks. It's finally our summer house deep dive.
Yes.
So excited, you guys. I want like, can we get an applause sound effect too? Because I'm so excited.
Eric can do all that. I'm sure he'll eye roll if I ask him to add all that in.
Yes, our sweet tech guy, our Libra. Ed, poor guy. We put him through so much.
I know.
Yes, Summer House, you guys. Jasmine has been, I mean, you've watched it from pretty much the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's been telling me for probably like at least a year now that I need to fucking watch Summer House. And I just, for whatever reason, I was like, I don't want to do another reality show. I already like watch a lot of TV. I'm like, I can't add another one. So perfect timing while I'm stuck inside during summer, I just binge watched all four seasons and it took me like maybe 3 weeks, maybe. But anyway, I fucking love it. We're going to talk about the astrology of everyone. We're going to break down their charts. I mostly just have their like sun and moon because I find that the most fascinating. We're going to talk about the dynamics. Should we just fucking dive right in? Season one?
Yeah, let's dive right in. Where do you want to start? Because you're more like, I remember everything pretty well, but my memory probably isn't as refreshed as yours, so.
Right, because you watched it pretty much while it was on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do have to say that I don't understand, like you said that their ratings aren't that great, which I don't fully get, because as far as I'm concerned, I literally just finished the finale today, you guys, like season four finale. I don't understand why it's not one of the highest rated shows. It gives you the energy of like Jersey Shore early days, mixed with Hamptons, uppity, you know, entitled white people. I know it's not all of them, and they all seem very cool, but it's like that mixture, and then, but it's got the energy of like early Vanderpump Rules when Vanderpump Rules was good, which I don't believe it is anymore, and I think it should be canceled. And I just think, and it just gives you like the freshness of like, you know how Roni and Potomac kind of like blow through storylines and they don't sit on storylines much like Vanderpump and like Beverly Hills do. I feel like this cast is moving quickly through storylines, and that's what we like to see on a reality show. We like that fresh energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Things change. I mean, I think obviously I told you this before you started watching it. The last season is by far the best season.
The best
that they've had. It
was flawless.
I mean, it wasn't like the best, but I watched every episode. I still liked it. And I also, I know a lot of people might disagree with this. I also didn't mind the twins.
Let's talk about Work is Circus, because I love them too. They were perfect for a reality show. Like, and they were perfect. Like, yeah, I feel like a lot of the storylines were like about Carl and Lauren. Those first couple seasons,
yeah.
You still had these other interesting characters coming in. And yeah, I liked Lauren and Ashley a lot because I thought that they were like two strong personalities.
Yeah, I think that's why they weren't like, though. I don't think the demographic that necessarily watches those type of shows wants a woman that has that much like strength in it. They come off a little aggressive. I think if they were on VH1 network, they were doing Mob Wives, people would be all over it.
Right.
You know what? They're the best. But I think that, you know, this network and the demographic that watches it, that was just too much. They had very, I think you mentioned this to me because I assume that they, to me, they come off very New York. Mm-hmm. And you were like, oh, they're originally from San Diego.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they have a big, because they come up, because that's how they are in New York, you know, mm-hmm. Everything's like, what? You know what? I'm going to say how I feel and I'm in your face. And, you know, it's very, you know.
Well, I think it has to do, okay, so let's talk about their astrology a little bit. It definitely has to do with the fact that the twins are Libra Sun, Sag Moon. So They have that Sagittarius, that blunt, bold energy. For instance, other Bravo celebrities that we love who have a Sag moon, Giselle from Potomac, blunt as fuck, bold as fuck, and Leah from Roni. So, you know, these women are blunt. They have this blunt energy. They're out there with their emotions. You know, they're not, they wear their heart on their sleeve. They're not afraid to show everything. And that's what you need in a reality show. Like it or not, with the Workus twins, like, you need it. You need them.
Yeah, I thought they were really good. But I think when I told you the ratings weren't that great then, so that's why they never really had a reunion either. But I think to keep the show on, they were like, okay, let's remove some cast. And put some new ones on. We'll remove the ones that are, you know, the fans hate the most, which unfortunately meant the girls who actually started the show, which was the Workus twins.
Yeah. I did think it was probably time for them to go. Like, maybe I feel like their storylines kind of were ending by the end of season two. And with them, you know, Steven, I guess, had to go too, because he was like closest to Lauren and Ashley. But I have to say I loved Steven too in the early seasons, because I feel like he was that, like, that scorpionic energy that you needed, that like voice of reason slash kind of snarky like friend that like commented on everything. You always need that role on a reality show. And I feel like he filled that perfectly, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he was very blunt. Like, you know, I feel like certain people were being kind of fake in the house, and he would just be like calling it as it is. Yeah, but in a very like cool kind of way. You know, like saying it with his martini in his hand is how I envision, just like,
yeah, I loved him for that. we love Steven. I didn't get his moon sign because I wasn't able, I don't remember if I think I just found the fact that he's a Scorpio through his Instagram. So I just had to like stalk his like birthday posts and stuff. Cause some of them, I just look up their birth dates or whatever, and then I can figure out potentially what their moon signs are. But I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Steven had like a Sag moon too, or Sag placement somewhere, because he was very blunt and had that Scorpio kind of like brooding energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I could see that.
But yeah, like you said, season one and two were good. I feel like I have more to say about the season three and four cast, because I feel like they all gel so perfectly together.
Yeah.
Like when they add, like even Jordan, like I thought Jordan was, so weird, but like he's kind of necessary for the show. Like just to kind of like, I like that in season four, he was kind of like popping in. I like that Danielle was kind of popping in a little bit here and there to just like shake it up. I feel like, I know we're jumping around a little bit, but I'm just like just fresh off of season four, so I have that in my mind.
Yeah, no, I feel like we should move up to like the most important seasons. I thought Jordan was hilarious to have on the show. I'm trying to think of the way to even approach
talking. I know.
Because I haven't seen, obviously the season ended a second ago, so I don't have it fresh in my mind, but I mean, obviously this man is putting on a lot of fronts, and not being honest about who he is and what he really wants. I just, you know what? I like him. I really want him to just step into his real reality.
His truth. Yeah. Yes. That's what Hannah was saying, you know, through like, I guess like the first half of season four, she was like, and I guess season three too, cause he was a main cast member. He's a Leo. I don't know his moon sign. I wasn't able to find it, he's a Leo. And I feel like he, you know, in that unevolved Leo energy, you're just kind of like trying to, like you said, you're like putting on a front, you're trying to like be something that you're not, maybe if you're not secure in yourself. Right. Like everybody could tell that Jordan wasn't secure in his self.
I mean, is he 30s, right?
Maybe like early 30s. Well, I don't know, because Hannah's my age.
Hannah and Paige are young.
Yeah.
And so is Amanda, but I think everybody else was like early 30s.
Yeah, so I want to say Jordan had to have been a couple years older than.
Yeah, I think Jordan was like close to 30 at least.
But he was he was so insecure in himself. And I just kept thinking that maybe he was closeted.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know what?
I don't want to out people, but I mean, we were talking about it on the show.
You know what's so funny? everybody on that cast did not want, they were all scared to be the one to be like, bro, really?
I know.
Like, and you could feel it. Everybody was thinking it. Their eyes were thinking it, their energy, everything. And nobody, but nobody wanted to be the one to say it because obviously he's not living in a, and he's lying about hooking up with girls. He's fabricated outlandish stories like, oh, I had a threesome last night. And oh, I remember he was talking about how he lost his virginity. I was in my bed. My leg went over my head and she stuck her hand in my ass and I flew off the bed and kicked her in the mouth. And then everybody was like, what? What?
And they just kept replaying that fucking clip over and over again. I was like, okay, producers, like, we get it.
I'm like, Jordan, please stop. Like, the more you do this. And then these girls, like, I don't even understand, like, what's her face? The girl that was from the Middle East that was on the fourth season.
Jules.
Her saying that she likes Jordan. I think I could tell nobody was close to her because if one of my friends were like, oh, I like Jordan, I'd be like, excuse me. Like, I would actually sit them down and have a conversation with them because it's obvious that Jordan, I don't know, to me, he's not really into women. So, I mean, it was a very, poor Jules. She was, that whole situation was just so weird. Like,
yeah,
definitely did not want to have sex with her. And he was just so nasty to her in the end.
I'm honestly glad that Kyle and Carl that made the executive decision to finally kick Jordan out. Cause I think they could tell during filming that it just wasn't working anymore. And he wasn't really bringing anything at that point.
I think it was that. And I also think it was just Carl being a dick too.
Well, yeah. Like, Carl was a dick most of season four.
Yeah. He wasn't getting any sex. And when he's not getting attention from women or having sex, he turns into like a raging bitch. Especially when he's drinking. So I'm just like,
oh my God, should we dissect Carl's chart?
Yeah. We can jump into Carlito.
Well, you did tell me that, and I wasn't done with the show yet, but you did tell me that Carl was sober after this last season and like seeking therapy, which the entire season four, I was hoping that he was going to do so. Cause I mean, Kyle kept bringing up the fact that Carl was like literally coping by drinking and being blackout drunk most of the time.
Yeah.
And oh my God, when he was blackout drunk, I mean, he was such a fucking dick. Like,
he was a dick. I was like, yeah.
Carl is an Aquarius, which shouldn't surprise anybody if you know anything about astrology. But he has an Aries moon, which I thought was pretty interesting.
That's where the dick comes from.
Yeah, that's where that aggressive, confrontational dickhead comes from. It's going to jumps out when he's drinking. Yeah. And then he's got the detached, you know, kind of like emotionally detached Aquarius kind of fuckboy energy, you know, in that unevolved lower. I hope Carl, you know, I know Carl has a good heart because I think most Aquarius people do at their core if they are unevolved. That's why I was excited to hear that he was getting therapy and really like becoming more self-aware. They had like a tarot reading in the finale of season four. And the tarot reader like brought up some shit for him too. And he started crying. And I was like, you know, I like seeing vulnerable Carl. So I hope he kind of taps into more of his like, you know, evolved Aquarius energy and that evolved kind of Aries moon as well.
I do too. Cause obviously he is, I don't know what his Venus is in or Mars or anything like that. I didn't like take a deep dive, try to figure out his chart either.
No, we're just going sun and moon for right now. We can get into that.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously he is like yearning to be like close to somebody, but yeah. I think he is really a lot like his mother and just like, you can see like when you see the previous seasons with his mom, like talking to him, how like just like she can't let it go. She's very hurt and like, she's not really healing. She's more traumatized from it. And it just is kind of making her probably build walls around her. And you can see that Carl does the same thing.
Yeah. He's totally taking it on.
Yeah. And he doesn't know how to like, you know, kind of heal himself yet. Hopefully now that he has to sit with his thoughts because he's not coping with alcohol, he'll be able to, and I mean, who knows, maybe down the line he'll start drinking again, but yeah, if you're using it to definitely cope to like deal with this situation. Like that's obviously, you know, not good for your health or anything like that. So I'm glad he took that stance. Cause I mean, I know I called him a bitch and an asshole, but you know, he is bitchy and he is an asshole. And I think a lot of people that have Aries moon, and I'm an Aries moon, I can say that. Yeah. It's not like it's not that I don't like him. I always liked his, I mean, I always talk shit to him when I'm watching him on the TV though. I'm always fucking Carl, like, you know, when he's pulling shit. What did you think about Carl's and Lindsay's relationship?
Oh my God. He treated her so horribly with that. I was just like, way to just fuck it all up. Like in the perfect Carl fashion. I was like, and poor Lindsay is always, by the way, for reference, Lindsay is obviously a Leo. There's like five Leos in that house. But okay, so her day, and you'll probably agree with me on this, I'm pretty sure she's a Libra moon, but her birthday falls on the day when it went from Libra into Scorpio. So I feel like she's got some Scorpio somewhere. But I think she does have a Libra moon because she does have that Libra placement of like loving relationships, loving being in love. You know, she just loves love.
Yeah. You see her with guys all throughout that, like,
she's. And I love it. I love that she owns it.
Yeah.
I love that she puts it all out there. I have to say, Lindsay is probably, I know we're like going off track, but I will talk about the relationship. Lindsay is like she's up there with Hannah as far as I'm concerned. Like, two of my favorite women on the show. I love all the women on the show because they all contribute something, but like, Lindsay and Hannah for me are Summer House. Like, they just encompass Summer House. But like, Lindsay and Carl is just like, oh, I do not want him to take Lindsay down this road. Like, I know she wanted to pursue it because she thought like, this is my best friend, this should be really easy. But obviously Carl wasn't in a great place at the time. And we learned that very fast. And unfortunately, you know, he screwed Lindsay over in the end, but thankfully she rebounded and had like a really awesome boyfriend in the last half of the season. So well, good for her.
I think also, you know, I think because he's so detached and Lindsay's like a Leo with that Libra moon, like I think they call themselves best friends, but obviously their relationship is, it seems a little surface to me. It's like, yeah, we have fun together. You're my person. Oh my God, I love you. Because when I was watching them together in scenes, they did not understand the depth of each other.
Yeah.
The serious stuff that Lindsay deals with because of like how she grew up and how sensitive to the core he is and how fearful he is of getting hurt too. Like, they both were just like beating the shit out of each other's inner child. Like, they didn't know anything about it. Why are you looking at me? Why are you? I was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm like, you guys, like, what is this? You should know. I think people use that term so loosely. I think they don't know each other as well as they thought. And they both need somebody that's obviously going to be really patient.
Yes.
Lindsay's lucky. The guy she's with, he seems like, you know, he just seems like he has a kind soul and he's very patient.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to need that with Carl too, because he is going to have moments of lashing out. And then I feel like he's going to come and be like, I'm sorry, because, you know, in his healing process, I feel like.
Yeah, no, for sure. But that's why I'm glad Carl's getting therapy. Cause you know, I think Carl tends to, like Lindsay said it, Carl tends to cope with women and alcohol, and he needs to kind of be alone. Like you said, be alone with his thoughts for a while, be single for a while. And I think Carl will get back to like, you know, living his truth and being who he really is and really connecting with his inner child and being like, it's okay, it's all good, we're gonna get past this. Carl's dealing with some deep shit, and then I just found out that his brother died recently. I saw an Instagram. Yeah.
Oh shoot, I haven't been looking
his at brother him. Who I think was struggling with drugs and alcohol. No.
Oh God. I you know what,
now I think
I mean, I really hope that didn't just happen. Are you?
I think it did just happen. He just put it on Instagram.
Carl's gonna be. I mean,
the poor guy.
He's because he's really deep down disturbed by this divorce.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's very sensitive.
So, oh gosh, I can't even. Hopefully, this doesn't like defer his like his road to like self recovery and like bettering himself.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't, because that would be unfortunate.
Well, I think with this group too, they're very much like a family and they always say that. And I really like that dynamic as well. And I think being in a house living all together kind of forces you to be that, even if it's dysfunctional at times. But I would hope that, you know, they kind of like rally around him and help him with everything that he's going through. I think they would, because they all seem like such genuine friends. You know what I mean? But what was I going to, I was just going to talk about Lindsay and Carl, but it's, I was going to say about their, they both have that like fire air, like opposing energy.
Yeah.
So they have that like sensitivity, but that ability to lash out, like you said. So the astrology wise, it's really interesting that, that it's like five Leos. A lot of them have like these air placements, and then you have the random like earth signs coming in. It's just, it makes it like a really, I don't know. I'm just saying fire and air energy is perfect for reality TV. So as far as that goes.
I think we briefly, just to move it to another couple. Mm. I think me and you briefly texted about Kyle and Amanda.
Kymanda.
So you have a soft spot for Kyle. I think Kyle is like my nightmare of a guy.
I mean, you can appreciate him on the show, right? Like what he brings.
I can appreciate him on the show.
But as far as dating someone like
but
him,
but as I far mean. As he's like my frat boy nightmare. Like he's like the guy that's just burping and farting, and like, you know, his idea of foreplay is like, you know, putting his dick on my forehead and so good, you know. Or just being like, he's just white boy wasted all the time.
White boy wasted.
Yeah, just like sleep with his head in the toilet. It's like two extremes with Kyle. He's that person, and then he's like work. He's like a super erotic worker, and he's like, okay, business email set, next one. Business email set, and then it's like, let's get fucked up. Like, you know,
you have nailed Kyle as far as I'm concerned.
But I see Amanda and I'm like,
oh, sweet Amanda.
I'm like, Amanda is, I've been in Amanda's shoes. I think a lot of women have. I think, you know, when sometimes you're younger, you meet this older guy, he's good looking, he's successful. Mm-hmm. And you think like, especially if you're not, you know, that mature yet, you're just kind of like, oh my God, he's hot and he's successful with a nice apartment. Like, this is what you go after. Like, and then you're in a relationship with them and there's just like, you're not connecting. Mm-hmm. She's going to outgrow him, especially you can already see it sexually. If he does not step up his game and learn how to like really connect on a deeper level, and like be a little bit more emotionally in tune. Mm-hmm. I just see them grow. I think they already have kind of grown apart, but I think there's pressure from the fans. I think it's like, well, he is a good guy, right? So I should be here. I just think she's just not, you see it obviously on all the episodes. It's like, I don't care how many selfies they post together and how many captions that say, where's the one? Oh, we're moving the way. I'm like, dude, there is something clearly missing here in this union, and that's a deep emotional bond. He's wondering why you're not happy. He's like, I put a ring on it. What do you mean? You live in an apartment. I'm telling you not to work. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm saying help out. Like, he doesn't get it. He's just like, I'm checking all boxes. It's like, it's more than that.
Yeah. It's I mean, by the end of season four, they seemed a little bit better. I think they're like, and because they're putting their entire relationship on TV, there was like some major growing pains for them, and we were seeing it play out. And it was like, it was honestly, season three was like, I was texting my friend, 'cause she was watching it with me. And I was like, season three was really hard to watch because it was mostly like Kyle crying the entire season. And I was like, holy shit. Like, we're seeing a different side to Kyle where we're not seeing like the frat boy side that we normally see. But I did want to say that I do like, the thing I like about Kyle is that he is aware of his frat boy self and almost like makes fun of himself at the same time. That's where I feel like he differs from like the typical frat boy. He like acknowledges it, but
He's just a 40-year-old frat boy.
Yeah.
It's a lot different. Like, he's getting older. He's like,
my dad walked in when I started watching it and he like basically clocked Kyle and was like, is he like the Shep of somewhere else? I was like, yeah. How'd you get that from 5 seconds? I mean, you can see it. It's that frat boy persona, that Peter Pan. But what I was going to say about Kymanda is that I was kind of rooting for them because I think Amanda is really sweet. And I think she deserves to have a really good relationship. And I hope that they can work their shit out. Because as you know, they're still engaged and everything. I hope they can get past their growing pains. Because when they're good, they're like really cute and really good and really funny together. And they're kind of like this dynamic couple. But I can see what you're saying as far as like, what was that?
When I see them together and they are vibing, to me, it's a friendship vibe.
I see that.
See like sparks. I think I don't know.
But you want a friendship in a relationship, but you also want that passion.
Yeah, no, you want passion. Yeah, she's gonna outgrow that man. She already has. She already is little by little outgrowing him, and then hoping he's gonna catch up. But I think Kyle kind of is one of those people where he kind of is who he is. Like some people aren't that deep, and some people aren't like. He's kind of that guy. He's a good looking dude. He works hard. There's not much there all the time, but he is a good person, you know, mm-hmm. but I think,
well, you know what I think it is? He's a Leo, but he has an Aquarius moon.
Oh so, God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Jeez. I love when I tell you the moon sign and your reaction is just great. He's an Aquarius moon.
He's trying to grab an emotion in the air. He's like, what is that? A heart? Oh, you want me to catch the heart? Okay. Now what do I do with it? Eat it? No. You got to feel.
Detached from emotions, Aquarius.
No wonder why. It is really hard. And I dated one recently. It's difficult. I think Erica Girardi, she's a...
She's got that Aquarius moon too, for reference.
Very detached at times. I'm like, Erica, what's happening? What's going on? Do you have an opinion on the situation?
It's like Aquarius moons almost have like these modes that they go in where they're like, okay, I got to be party person now. Okay. Now I'm going to be business side. Now, like you see that kind of that in Erica too, where she's going to be like, okay, now I'm Erica Girardi. Okay. Now I'm Erica Jane. Like shift. Let me pivot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Get out of their role. Their roles aren't fluid when they're in it. It's like, this is it. This is all this role is allowed to do. Look to the left, look to the right, and look down.
Very robotic at times.
You're like, bro, it's okay. You can move your head in a circle. They're like, absolutely not. Not until 8 p.m. You're just like, I mean, but that's how Aquarius moons are. I'm telling you, I was dating this guy. It was like dating an alien. I was just like, what is the matter with you? Like, it's okay for us to like switch the light on at, no. Gotta wait till this. It's always something, and they have very like on and off switches with a lot of stuff, especially because they don't like to feel, so because feeling is just like so foreign to them, they're just like emotions are too complex, so they're just like.
I think Kyle did the most amount of crying he did in season 3. It was like in his entire life. I was like, holy shit! It was honestly painful to watch, but I think that there's that emotional maybe. Obviously they love each other. Obviously they're engaged and everything, but maybe there's that emotional disconnect because their moons are not quite compatible. So Amanda is obviously another of the Leos of the house. She has a Capricorn moon. So she's very grounded in her emotions. You know, she's very practical. She's very critical. She's very grounded in all of that. And she's comfortable with it. You know what I mean? Like maybe she's not so outward with her emotions. Cause a lot of the times we see her, you know, kind of being a little bit more reclusive. When they get in a fight, she kind of like walks away. She doesn't really want to, I don't know. It's like they're both detached from their emotions in different ways. And they deal with their emotions in different ways where Kyle just is kind of like the robotic thing. And Amanda is kind of just like, oh shit. Like I have to like, I don't want to face this shit right now, you know, like as most earth moons are, I think.
I think.
Or they want to deal with it in a calculated way, you know?
Yeah. They need to like process and then figure it out.
Yeah.
And then Kyle's so detached. He's just like, you know, fucking yelling at her about being a slob. And then he's like, no. Then early in the morning, he's like, all right, get up and start posting on social media about our product. And she's just like, bitch, we need to talk. And he's like, talk about what? You know what I mean? Like, he's like,
there's that disconnect there. Quite clicking.
He's like, what is your problem? Like, this is work week. We work Monday. He's in the schedule again. You work Monday through Friday. We didn't got time to talk about anything else.
Yeah. I think, I always think Leos with earth moons are always so interesting because they almost like the earth moon is almost more dominant and they come off as this like more introverted Leo, which like at first glance that you wouldn't think Amanda would be a Leo, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like she's got to have some more earth energy in her chart, but that Capricorn moon is very dominant, I think. Should we move on to my... Did we say that at the same time?
Yes.
What the hell? I thought that was an echo in my head. That was weird because we said it in the same tone and it like echoed in stereo in my... That was weird. That was weird. I was going to say, should we move on to what I presume our favorite Leo of the house is?
Yes.
Miss Hannah, the fucking icon burner.
Yeah, I fucking love her.
Hannah is
amazing energy.
She has amazing energy. She's got a lot of Leo energy, but she also is the most Virgoist Leo to ever exist.
You know what? Is her moon Virgo?
Her moon is Virgo, but she has like five placements in Virgo.
Okay, I was gonna say, you know, sometimes, not that I don't like Leo women, but sometimes Leos in general can be really self-centered.
Mm-hmm. We're talking unevolved.
Sometimes
people.
It can
unevolved.
Be unattractive. Yeah, yeah. It can be like Hannah. Like, I mean, I don't think she's the most evolved person, but I think, yeah, I knew her being a Leo, there had to be something else in there that made her just like process things differently. And just mm-hmm. she, yeah.
It's all that Virgo shit.
Even to her friendship with her Scorpio friend, Paige, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because sometimes Paige just be, you know, Paige just be lying about shit too and like putting on a front. And, you know, I could tell Hannah would normally call somebody out, but, and most Leos would. But Hannah's very, like, you know, understanding and just, like, plays into it or is very, like, careful with it. So, yeah, that's interesting. I thought she had something else in her chart. And so, yeah, the Virgo makes sense.
Yeah, it's a whole, like, it's a whole Virgo stellium. When I saw the Virgo moon compared with that Leo sun, I was like, oh, yep. That's it. Yeah, Hannah is just the way she puts shit out there, the way she bluntly calls people out, like you said, her one-liners, her, like, just her fun fucking energy. It's like this grounded Leo energy. It's kind of like similar to Amanda. Like, they're super fun and, like, would make really great friends because they have that Leo, like, they'll hype you up. You know what I mean? Like, Leos to me, I love Leo women because they're, like, the perfect, like, wing woman. Like Lindsay, for example, like I could see Lindsay being my friend because I love that like big Leo energy of hyping you up, of like standing up for you, of being super loyal, being really proud of their best friends, and then like jumping down your throat when they need to, you know what I mean? Like I love people like that. So I feel like all the Leo women in the house have that to a certain extent, whether or not they deal with it in different ways because of their differing moons. I think that's why the cast works so well too, is that it's like all this different like Leo energy coming at you. You know what I mean?
The way you're describing, like I've never had that type of encounter with Leo women ever. Like,
and I'm so sorry because they're great.
Yeah. I think it's because I have a lot of fire in my chart uh-huh. and there's certain signs that I feel like get competitive with me. And it's like Gemini suns, it's Leo suns a lot of the time. Like Leo's women with Leo sun placements, even the guys sometimes, like I love dating fire signs, but it's hard for me to date Leo sun signs because they get competitive with me. And the females do it too. I think it's because, like I said, I fire my chart, my Aries moon, and I get too,
I'm
very
out
there, and they think, and then they're trying to compete with what I'm doing. And I'm just like, we're not in a competition. You do you, I do me. Mm-hmm. Especially they get weird when men come around. I don't know, that type of energy to me, I'm like, but I had no, when I found out when I found out Hannah was a Leo, I was just like, oh my God, like, I've never fucking seen a Leo that I've been like, oh my God, this person's dope as fuck. But then, yeah, you said Virgo placements. I'm like, oh, I always get along
with Virgo. She's also, for real life comparison, obviously the viewers don't know, or the listeners don't know, but for real life comparison, her birthday is a few days before my friend Darian's birthday, who's a very introverted Leo. And Darian
like Darian.
Yeah, and Darian, so Darian's a Leo just like Hannah. Oh. But Darian, because Darian was born a couple days after Hannah, literally same year, because Hannah's 1991, like me and her. Darian also has a Virgo stellium. So she's very, very, has that very grounded Virgo energy as a Leo. Darian has a Scorpio moon, so it's a little bit, obviously a little different. But that's why I feel like Leos with a lot of earth energy, are dope as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I always liked her. And it was so funny. I was looking at her story. Like, this was a little while back. And I was going to write you that. Like, you know what? I met a lot of your friends, but I really liked her. Like, I remember we all went to Vegas. She just had, like, she is who she is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I feel like sometimes, you know, Leo sons can be a little obnoxious and a little competitive and a little this and that. It's like, no, bitch, this is me. I'm in my lane. Like, you know what I mean? But it's very comfortable. Like, she's very, like, oh, like, you're in your lane, too. Like, and likes people that are different from her. You know what I mean? It was just, she had just always had a very cool vibe about her. No wonder why I liked Hannah too. Okay.
Yeah. So it's that's what I'm saying. That Leo combined with that like major earth energy, I think makes for a really fucking awesome friend. So shout out to Darian and shout out to Hannah too.
I loved Hannah. And I really did the connection between her and Luke was like,
oh yeah, let's discuss.
It was legit. Like, it was so funny. Everybody kind of coming at them and kind of judging their relationship, especially Amanda. And I was definitely like, this is some hater stuff. There is legit passion, like chemistry.
Do you think that that's what triggered Amanda so much?
Yes. She does not have that with Kyle.
Maybe she just wasn't aware of it. It was like a subconscious trigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like, Kyle's just like farting in the bed next to her. And then he's like, do you want to touch my dick? You know?
Yeah. And down the hall is Hannah's like doing her tennis moans.
And he's playing the guitar afterwards. He's like, Hannah. Like, I was like, oh yeah, she big mad. She big mad. I would be big mad too. I'd be like, wait a minute. What the fuck? How is she getting all this passion? She just met this person. But Amanda like seriously had like severe issues with Luke. And I think even Paige too. And I'm just like, first of all, like I think Paige's relationship is even like Paige is very checkbox-ish. Mm-hmm. She's very much like, he needs to have this career. He needs to have a Bentley. He needs to have his own apartment on 3rd Street. And, you know, everything's very like, what does it look like? And I think she's another one that got it all on that.
If Paige doesn't have a Libra rising, I'm going to throw something. I will throw something out the window. She has to have a Libra rising or like Venus and Libra, something. One of those. Or both.
I can so see that.
Because Libras always dress impeccably too. They really do.
They do. That's one thing I always give Libras. They're always dressed.
Let's talk about Dorit. Dorit is a Libra rising. So there you go.
Yeah, for they're always dressed. They're always dressed good. But I feel like, Paige is realizing too, along with Amanda, they're both in the same spot where it's like, oh, everybody's like, well, you have a guy that has money and he looks good and he has a car, has all this, but there's still something like missing for them. And Paige is feeling that. And like, then here is Luke and Hannah with this I could feel the chemistry from the fucking TV.
You really could.
I was just like, yo, man, am I watching The Notebook? What is this? I was feeling it. I was like, I would, you know, real love stories like that can be a little complicated. And obviously Luke is like,
Luke is very complicated. Yes.
Super, obviously whatever happened in that last relationship. But I honestly think that they genuinely have good chemistry. Like
they do. And it's natural.
Yes, it's really natural. And I think, hopefully the fame and Luke is such a good looking guy.
Jesus Christ. Does he have a fucking brother? My God.
But hopefully all this stuff doesn't go to his head. It probably is a tad bit, but it's going to be interesting to see the next season with him and Hannah being in the same house because, they don't have really friendship energy to me. So it's going to be interesting to see that play out. If Luke is in a relationship or, if Hannah's seeing some, like what's going to happen between them. Cause they're not really, I can't see them being like, oh, like how like Carl and Paige are like, the thing is like, there was like no cordial. Deep chemistry there. You know what I mean?
It was like, just so fun.
It was like, even though Paige was like, you need to court me. And he was like, she's hot. But, Carl sometimes is as deep as a pond when he wants to be. So it's not for him. I don't think it was that that serious. But yeah, I'm interested to see how this plays out. I just love seeing them together though. Like
I do too. They have just such a natural, fun, passionate chemistry that like I think everybody wants in their life. You know what I mean?
Yes. And the girls were pissed off about it. They, like Amanda was like, I do not like Luke.
Just the level of anger. Like I understand being protective of your best friend. I fully understand. But I also understand at the same time that it was like crossing a line into the sense that Hannah was like, dude, like she kept saying the level of hatred that Amanda has for Luke is like, she was like shocked by it. Like what? I don't even understand what's happening. Which I was like too, watching it. I'm like, dude, I get you being protective of your friend. Like I get it. But like Hannah is a grown ass woman. Hannah knows what she's doing. And they all seem to be like twisting some narrative in their mind about he's manipulative and he's screwing you over and blah, blah, blah. And Hannah's literally the whole time been like, I just want to fuck him.
And I could tell Hannah's feelings were obviously a little deeper, but I relate to Hannah on that level where she is very, where she's just like, no, I know she doesn't want to show all her cards, not even to the people she's closest with.
Right.
And
I get that too.
I was like, okay, I get that. But I mean, I could sense like, is she interested maybe in more or whatever? Does she want to like, she's dipping her toe in right now, but she didn't want to say it out loud yet. She did not want to say it out loud. She was like, I'm not going to do that.
So maybe that is why Paige and Amanda kind of started creating this narrative. They started to think like, okay, it's so back and forth. You know, Hannah's not really telling us everything. Hannah's telling us.
No, they were being haters.
Yeah, they kind of were. I was like, and you know what? I love Paige and I love him. I love all the women of this show because they all contribute something and they're all just great. But I was like, damn, the level of hatred. I was like, what? I was like getting bothered by it. I was like, damn, you guys, like, mind your business. Leave her alone.
I was just commenting on an account today on Instagram because I watched this show, Double Shot of Love. Mm-hmm. And it's with Pauly D and he ended up actually really finding love on a dating show. He fell in love with this woman, but it's such an intense relationship and it's all over the place. It's similar to how Amanda and Luke are. And I think, you know, in a society where, you know, we show love in such a fairy tale way, or we show love in such a practical way, nobody really knows what fucking real intense love and chemistry even looks or feels like. So I think when people actually encounter it and they've been in a relationship, they're like, this isn't, I don't know what this is, but you're not good for her. You make her feel a certain, you know, that's because they have deep feelings for her. You're going to start feeling a certain way. Yeah. You might feel like losing control certain times. Love is the most powerful drug if it was a drug. It's the most powerful thing on the planet. It's the closest thing you can get to experiencing like fucking like heaven or the divine or whatever is feeling love on earth. Like it's intense. And I think people, because the way we try to paint it on TV, I mean, of course, there's certain stuff that paints it a certain way. Like obviously you can watch Pride and Prejudice or The Notebook and you see this intense chemistry. But I feel for the most part, you see like, you know, these stupid little fairy tale movies or like, I don't know. You see love in such a practical way and like, oh, they're a good pairing because they're both Italian. They're both 5'7". They're both in the career of this. You know, you see it in such a way where it's like, you know, checkbox-ish that, and so many people move like that when love really is around them, they think it's like something crazy or abnormal. They're like, that doesn't
work. Like true love, true connection. You can tell that Hannah and Luke were probably soulmates in a past life, multiple lives.
100%.
Maybe twin flames, you know, we don't know.
There was something hot and heavy. What sign was Luke?
Oh God, you're going to throw up when I say it.
Oh God, I can't. I don't want to deal with it. Stop.
Or maybe I'm going to throw up. I threw up when I found out. He's a Capricorn.
Oh my God, no. You know what? Now I can see all the rugged Mr. Aiden type of vibe that he has. City. You know what? He's my opposite in the zodiac. I can get attracted to Capricorns at times, and then I get in a relationship with them and we want to eat each other for breakfast. We're just like, and not in a good way. I mean, we literally kill each other. I'm like, they're a little bit too rugged for me.
I mean, I have a weakness for some Capricorns, but they do drive me insane too, being a Virgo.
Wait, what's his moon? Did you figure that
okay,
out?
Okay, so his moon also shifts. So let's talk about this, because I couldn't really figure out which one it could be, because... Okay, so it shifts from either Virgo to Libra. So what do you think he would be? Do you think he's a Virgo moon or a Libra moon?
I think he's a Libra moon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Fuckboy energy.
I do not see the double earth there.
Yeah. I was thinking just Virgo moon because he kind of does approach relationships like, or he was approaching Hannah with like a wanting to be careful, wanting to be, you know what I mean? Like Virgo moons are very...
I think that was past trauma in his chemistry with her was so intense because he wasn't approaching his other relationships like that. I think there's actually genuine, but I also think the Libra moon, because how he is with aesthetics, watching him make a table, like he's making love to it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't very precise. It was like, he was making love to that wooden table. I was like, what is this man doing? Like watching him paint a wall. It's like, you know, it was very erotic. I was like, this is like Libra energy. 100%.
Yeah. Then I fully agree. I was thinking that too, just the way he like would casually bounce from like girl to girl.
Yes.
And still wants a relationship. So he's like Lindsay in that way with the Libra moon. Like they still love being in love, but maybe with Luke's Capricorn sun, he's just a little bit more like not as willing to dive in like Lindsay is with her Leo energy. I feel like his Capricorn kind of held him back a little bit because Capricorns are very, you know, they're like Virgos in the sense that we're very, not calculated, but very precise and want to make sure that everything is right before we jump in. And you know what I mean?
100%. I cannot believe he's a Capricorn.
I almost threw up when I...
Hilarious. I can't do
it. But it makes sense, honestly.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the Capricorn that I've dated, and they're always like that. Like, I'm going to fix your car. I'm going to build this. Even if they can't build something, they'll be out there with like wood and fucking sticks putting it together. You're like, what are you doing? Like, you don't know what you're doing. Put that shit down. Let's call somebody. At least Luke knows what he's doing. I think that Libra moon definitely helps him to make some beautiful stuff.
Well, that and it would actually make sense with his dynamic with Hannah. Like all of her Virgo energy is like complements his Capricorn sun. And then his Libra moon would complement her Leo sun. I feel like that would be like, no wonder they get along so well. It's like that earth fire situation going on.
Oh, 100%. It was so funny though. Like, yeah, watching the girls hate on her relationship or her, like, you know, bond with this man. And I'm like, can you imagine? That's what I said about Hannah not being like a Leo, too, because, you know, I know most Leo women that I know would be like calling their, like Paige, she paints a picture that's fake most of the time. And Hannah's very much like, oh, okay. Like she just, you know, I can tell, you know, she knows that, but she's like, hey, Paige needs to be in her bubble. Let her paint that picture. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't bust her bubble, but here was fucking Paige, like with a hack ready to bust it. I was like, yo, man. And the same with Amanda. It's like, dude, Hannah said it. She was like, he didn't cheat on me. Like Kyle cheated on you. You don't see me like trying to beat his ass every day. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's true. Like you're actually engaged to this man. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been living together. He's cheated on you. He's done all this multiple times.
Yeah. So her trying to compare it was like frustrating for me. I was like, they're not. And obviously for Hannah, I was like, they're not the same.
And they weren't in a relationship.
They weren't even. Official. Yeah, it wasn't even like an official engagement like Amanda's in, you know. And Amanda too has been with Kyle since she was very young. So, so it's kind of like she's only getting that perspective from like that relationship as well. But the one thing I do like about this group is that, like, these storylines keep happening or whatever, but I love the girls still at the end of the day will come together and like make up because they know that not only is it good for the show, but I mean, I just kind of love that energy anyway. You get all your shit out there, you talk about it, you air your grievances, and then you fucking move on. Like, that's what I love about the show and what I think makes the dynamic like really work well is like what I said earlier, like with shows like Potomac, shows like Roni. They air their fucking grievances with each other and then they move on. You know what I mean?
100%.
Unlike Vanderpump Rules or like fucking Beverly Hills Housewives, yeah, where it's like one storyline all season.
Yeah, they definitely don't beat a dead horse. And everybody kind of like has like can stand their own. The only one that, I mean, I didn't really care for Jules that much. Honestly, I thought it was really cool that there was somebody there that was from like the Middle East. I was like, oh, cool. Like, but it was like, she was, unfortunately, her being different and looking different, which I think she's absolutely stunning, but
she's
very insecure. You can tell she wants to like assimilate and like almost be white. She looks at her differences as like more of a, you know, like she doesn't go like, oh wow, like they're beautiful, I'm beautiful too. She doesn't think like that. Like, I think I saw one of her, like she said this on the show, or it was a post that I saw, and she was just like, this is like, I would never not straighten my hair. I mean, I would always straighten my hair because I hated that my hair was different. And I'm just like, it's one thing if you just like the way you look mm-hmm. with straight hair, but she was like, I just wanted to fit in. And you could see that even when she was on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, she didn't have a strong enough personality. It's like, you could have, she could have just came in as a bad bitch with some curly hair and like, she's sexy, she's beautiful. But instead, like, she's not all the strong personalities in that house. And she was kind of like, just like trying so hard to be cool. Like, I want to be your friend. You're so great. Look at, you're beautiful. Look at your, is she a Libra sun? Cause
no, I couldn't find her actual birth date, but it said that she was born in May. So maybe she's a Gemini.
I see more of a Taurus there. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe Taurus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think she did get kind of lost in the sea of like Leos
yeah, on that show. She could not hold her own. Like,
but I would like to see her like kind of, if she were able to come back and truly be herself and truly live her truth, you know, on the show, if she were able to do that, I think it'd be really interesting. But it's like, it was like a whole season of her trying to like, you know, trying to get in with the group.
I know. It was almost pathetic. I was like, oh my goodness.
So it would be nice to see her, you know, potentially come back if she can, you know, kind of integrate
in the group. I want them to bring a fucking water sign into the house. They need one water sign in there. Like, not maybe not a Pisces. But
they already have Paige the Scorpio. They need like a Cancer energy.
Yeah, they need a Cancer in there. Either a man or a woman. I it doesn't matter.
That would be interesting.
That's one of the reasons I love Jersey Shore, because that cast was fire and water.
Yeah.
And they were a disaster. They were all just completely embarrassing, especially when it was just mortifying to watch.
Yeah.
I still watch the reruns and I'm just like, I mean, I looked the same way back in the day, but I was like, thank God. I mean, I have some drunken moments recorded, but I'm like, thank God that I decided against reality TV when I was younger.
Could you imagine if you had actually gone that route?
Oh my God. Well, you know, when I was 18, I did, 18, 19, I did, an internet show and we were all always recorded. And I was the only underage person that was allowed to drink because the owner liked me and he loved me drunk because he thought I was just entertaining. And we were just always out promoting, all in Beverly Hills, Hollywood. We did live shows. We were always drunk. Like, he has so much footage of me that is embarrassing that he has in a vault and that he won't.
Could you sue for that?
No, supposedly he claims that I signed away all this, but he's also an Aquarius man. I've dated quite a few Aquarius men and they can be psychotic. He's actually has this footage of me and he's just always like, you said you were going to do reality TV one day. If you ever get famous, I'm going to release this and sell it. And I'm just like, you're such a dick. But he's
that's
like,
that's a fucking lawsuit waiting.
He's like, when I miss you, I just pull these tapes out and watch them. I'm like, you're such a weirdo. I saw him recently too, when I went into a parking lot to go to 7-Eleven and he was with his, family. I don't know if he married this woman. I have no idea, but they have a kid together. And it was him and his son going to Dairy Queen, or not Dairy Queen, Baskin Robbins. And I'm in my car, and luckily I have tints on my car. I just look down. I'm like, don't move.
Oh,
because
God.
He's such a stalker. And I haven't seen him in years, but he is a stalker. So yeah. I was like, head down. And
Did he see you?
In the car, he leaves. My head was down the whole time. Like, basically.
Okay, so probably not.
Well, and then no.
Hopefully not.
Nope. An hour later, he DMs me on Instagram. He's like, was that you? Yeah. White Audi. And I was like, what? He was like, was that you in a white Audi? I was like, yeah, that was me. He was like, I fucking knew it. I could sense your ass. I could smell you, you know, from a mile. It doesn't matter where you're at. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, oh, you're such a psychopath. He's crazy. He used to like walk the streets looking for me. One time he found me in South Pasadena and I was living with my fiance at the time. And this was my jealous, crazy fiance. And I almost had a heart attack when he started walking by my apartment. And thank God he kept walking. I remember I talked to him maybe a few months after that. And he was just like, I was looking for you. I knew you. I found out you lived in that area. And then I was like, oh my God, I found her. And then you look like you saw a ghost when I looked at you. And so I just kept walking. I was like, my fiance would have killed you. Because he would have thought like, who is this man? And he was so jealous. So I just got so scared. Like, he's going to think I'm having an affair. Like, this man just
was it your fiance at Capricorn?
Yes. I'm never dating one again. Never.
Sorry. I always have to tie it back to astrology.
Oh my God. He was so fucking possessive. Like, the Aquarius is possessive and but they're harmless, but they're annoying where they're going to show up and pop up everywhere, but they're harmless. Like, the Capricorn wants to break everything and they want to fight. I can't.
I mean, I feel like with Carl, I feel like he's a little bit of he can be that like stalker Aquarius.
Yes. And the Aquarius want to fight online. Like yeah. Corey would never like get in my face and throw in stuff, but he would be like posting stuff on it. Like back then it was AIM and like away messages. And it'd be like, I'm no longer talking to, you know, he was dramatic like that. And my fiance was a type, no, he's showing up to your house. He's throwing a fucking chair through your window or through your job window. And he's like, I'm a man. You know, it was unevolved Capricorn. I was like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah, that's no thanks to the unevolved Capricorn.
Yeah. No more unevolved signs for me, period. I'm like, I'm detoxing from that.
Yeah, we're being alone and focusing on ourselves, which should I do the segue?
Yes.
Wait, I don't even know what I was going to segue to.
I think this one is coming to an end.
I was going to tie it back to Summer House somehow and say, well, we're glad that Carl is, no, I don't know. But do we have anything else to add about Summer House? I can just say I'm very excited for this quarantine season that they're going to be doing.
Yeah, no, I don't really have season much five. To add. I'm excited too that we're going to be able to do more. We're going to be able to do podcasts on Summer House now.
Yes. And
we'll be able to do it obviously while it's on, which will be fun to do because the episodes will be a little bit more fresh for the both of us. But I'm excited to see who the cast is going to be and like, you know, where everybody is at and who's still up to the same bullshit, but I can't wait to see Hannah and Luke. I'm excited.
Oh yeah. I mean, we already know that Luke's filming because I saw Lindsay posted a photo on his, they're like taking photos on his motorcycle. So we know Luke is back, obviously.
Oh Lord. Yeah. He's not going anywhere.
No. But I'm super excited for season five. Obviously if you guys haven't watched Summer House yet, get to the fucking, what do you call it? On demand, whatever you watch your TV on. And fucking watch it. It's on Bravo On Demand. That's how I watched it. So go and fucking do that because we're done with Vanderpump Rules. We're not doing Vanderpump Rules anymore. Summer House is so better than Vanderpump Rules.
Very true.
Like I said, it's up for me. It's up there with like Below Deck and like that kind of draw. Like it's like so good. Like I said, like early Jersey Shore energy.
Yeah, for sure.
But until next time, you guys, we'll probably be back with another Bravo recap soon. And let us know if you guys want like more deep dives on certain shows and stuff. We can definitely obviously do it on Bravo cause we love to analyze their astrology. But maybe we'll start doing it on other shows. I don't know. We'll see. But, as always, follow us on Instagram at BoozeWitches, on Facebook. We're on Spotify. Are we on Google?
No.
Okay.
I didn't do that one.
That's only Apple and only Spotify for right now, guys.
That's good enough.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.